Menachos, Pergir Aleph, Mishnah 11:5, and now we go on to discuss the Shulchan and how the Lechem Apanim sat on the Shulchan. So the Shulchan, which of course literally means table, was one of the Kelim that existed in the Beis HaMikdash. Specifically, it sat in the Kodesh, within the larger Heichal structure. The Kodesh had three major Kelim. In the center stood the incense altar, the golden altar, and then to its, I'll call it to its right, meaning to its north, was the Shulchan, on which the 12 Lechem Apanim sat on those two marachos, two rows of six each, two vertical columns, I'll call it better. And then to the left, I'll call it, if you're faced towards the Kodesh Kodashim, and then to the south, you have the menorah, which was lit, you know, at least every night, if not twice a day, according to the Rambam. So here the Mishnah says, Hashulchan arko asara barachbo chamisha. The Shulchan, says the Mishnah here, was 10 tfachim long and 5 tfachim wide. That means like the base of the Shulchan, like the tabletop, if you will. It's really worthwhile seeing a picture for a minute, then you see this very complicated structure and you know what we're talking about. Now, the Pasuk itself says that the Shulchan is 1 amma wide and 2 ammas long. So that's a Pasuk. What's happening is that our Tana here, Rabbi Yehuda, holds that in the Beis HaMikdash, the ammas that were used were 5 tefachim each. That's unusual, but that's Heshita, and it appears plenty of places in Shas. So therefore he holds that it was 1 by 2 ammas, which means 5 by 10 tefachim. The Lechem Apanim, Arko Asara V'Rachba Chamisha. And the Lechem Apanim, he says here, was 10 long and 5 wide, which would be the same as the tabletop of the Shulchan. However, don't forget, that was before you folded that dough. The dough before it was folded was 10 by 5 tefachim, we said in the previous Mishnah. But you're going to fold it up into kind of like almost that like that U shape. So the flat part of the U, the base, which sits flat on the, could sit flat on the Shulchan, is only 5. And then there's going to be on either side, like I'll call it the walls, the panim, the faces, that go up 2.5, according to this Tana. Okay? So therefore it'll be that the Lechem Apanim Arko Asara, before you fold it over, but after you fold it, it's just really 5 long. V'roch b'chamishan, it's 5 wide, that's always the case. So then, Nosen Arko Keneged Rochbo Shel Shulchan. You put the length of the Lechem Apanim, which we what's folded up is only 5, on the width of the table, which is also 5. V'kofol tfachayim u'mechza mekan, u'tfachayim u'mechza mekan. And then, fold it up. It sounds like you're folding it now, but you actually folded it before you baked it. You fold up the two panim, the two sides of the U, of the Lechem Apanim, 2.5 tefachim on each side. So you have 2.5 tefachim on either side, which adds up to 5, and 5 on the bottom of that U, that's flat on the table, if you will. That gives you to a total of 10. V'nimtza arko memala kol rochbo shel shulchan. So it comes out then that the length of the Lechem Apanim, which is 5, fills the full width of the Shulchan, which is also 5. Okay? And since you have two stacks of them side by side, the parshas will be that essentially the footprint of each of the Lechem Apanim is 5 by 5, and you have, since it's 10 by 5, is a total tabletop space, essentially it's going to be two stacks with essentially no space on the table for anything else besides for just the bread, which is sort of like edge to edge on the Shulchan. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Reb Meir says no. He held, and he holds throughout Kol Torah Kula, that the Amma has 6 tefachim, even in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, the Pasuk says it's 1 by 2 Amos, therefore it'll be 6 by 12 tefachim. And since we already said, and everyone agrees, that the Lechem Apanim is 10 by 5 before you fold it over, it's not going to work out so snugly like we had in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So Reb Meir Omer, Hashulchan Arko Shneimasar, Barachbo Shisha. According to Reb Meir, since it's two amos long, that'll mean 12 tefachim long. And since it's 1 amma wide, that'll be 6 tefachim wide, because he holds it 6 per amma. And therefore the Lechem Apanim, Arko Asara, Barachbo Chamisha. Okay, that's the same. Before you fold it over, it's still 10 by 5, but you're going to fold it up. But here he's going to have it folded up with a little less high walls. The panim will be a little less high on the sides of the U. So Nosen Arko Keneged Rochbo Shel Shulchan. You're still going to have the full length of the of the lechem apanim to fit the full width of the table. But since the width of the table is six, so that means that you'll have six is like sort of the flat part of the lechem apanim, but then the sides will go up two on each side, not two and a half, because 2 plus 2 is 4 plus six on the base gives you a total of 10. That's what the Mishnah says. V'kofel tvachayim mekan u'tvachayim mekan. You'll fold up the two sides, just two tvachim high on either side. U'tvachayim revach ba'emtza. And since you can have now the width of the shulchan is six tvachim, and the length of the base of the lechem apanim is also six tvachim, says Rabbi Meir. And then that's fine. But the width of the lechem apanim is only five. And since the total length of the table is 12, so you'll have 5 and 5, that gives you 10, and you have 2 in the middle, that's empty space. That's what it says here. So you have the tvachim revach ba'emtza, you have the empty space of 2 tvachim between the two marachos, the stacks of lechem upanim, in the middle of the shulchan. Kadei shedei haruach minasheves b'nehen, so that the wind can blow between them, meaning you can have airflow between the two stacks, which will prevent them from getting moldy. Abishalomer, according to Abba Shaul, we know that there are going to be these two bezichim spoons that hold the lavona, the frankincense, that are like the matir for the lechem apanim. Where do you put those spoons? So according to Abba Shaul, they sit on the tabletop, the surface of the shulchan, in that space, the two tefachim space between the two marachos, the two stacks of bread. Now, the Mishnah asks pretty much the obvious question. Amrulo, the rabbis asked Abba Shaul, Halo Kfar Nemar, what do you mean? The Pasuk says black and white. V'nasata al ha-mareches lavona zaka. You'll put al ha-mareches atop, al usually means atop, on top of, the stack of marecha, the stack of the loaves, lavona zaka, pure frankincense. So why are you saying you put it between them on the tabletop, you put it on top? Amr lehen, Halo Kfar Nemar, he says, what do you mean? In terms of the psukim there in Bamidbar, talking about the arrangements of the Machne Yisrael, the camps, the 12 tribes, it says, Va'alav Mata Menashe. And the tribe of Menashe was alav, like on him. But obviously, Menashe's tribe wasn't standing on anybody. They were standing next to the other encampment. So the point you see is that alav or al means samuch, next to. That being the case, says Abba Shaul, although the pasuk does indeed say that you pull Venasata al hamarechas tavonazaka, you put it al, the stack of bread. Al means samuch, means next to. Halacha, we're not like, does not follow Abba Shaul. Halacha is that we will have bezichin on top of the stacks of bread. And the halacha is, the codifiers are, say that the size of the shulchan in tefachim would be 6 by 12, like Rabbi Meir Shita.